Our next speaker has been charged with looking at this particular aspect, and we refer to it as the patient education piece. Dr. Annesley Copeland, or as we know her, AJ, joined the Committee on Resident Education as the liaison from the Board of Governors. AJ is an associate professor as a civilian member of the Uniformed Services University of the Health Sciences, where she's also the Surgery Clerkship Director. She's been an active member and was a past president of the Association of Women Surgeons. AJ?
Thank you, Dr. DeVino, for the introduction. My subcommittee was charged with looking at the patient perspective, the autonomy from the patient perspective, and as, how do I advance this? There we go. I have no disclosures. And as Dr. Delman was mentioning, the patient is a very important part of the whole autonomy piece. Many of us as attendings have been asked in the pre-op setting with the patient whether residents are going to be involved in their care and what does that mean. Sometimes they've even expressed a reluctance to have residents participate in their care. And many times this can come from many things. They could have had a bad experience in the past with a resident, or a family member had a bad experience, or many times they simply just don't understand what a surgical resident is and what their role is in a teaching hospital. I know among my own residents, one of my trainees was saying that her mother didn't even realize that she could prescribe medication, which I thought was an interesting thing. So even our close to us don't always understand all the things that a resident can do. So as part of this, I hope many of you were given this pamphlet as you came in the door. This is a creation of our committee. It's hot off the presses, launched this clinical congress, and it is designed to be a springboard for the attending surgeon to have a conversation with the patient about the role of residents in their care. It has been, and this really should be part of informed consent. Some studies have shown that we haven't always been very forthcoming with our patients about exactly the role of residents in their care. So, again, it's a lovely two-sided sheet, nice and glossy paper. You can order these through the college, or you can just go to the website and download and print it yourself for free. And kind of breaking down the different quadrants of the handout. So the attending is clearly described as to what the qualifications are of that person and what he or she has, the role that that person plays in the care of the surgical patient. We describe the chief resident as a specific subpopulation of residents. And again, this is to highlight that is the person at the pinnacle of the residency pyramid and is generally going to be accorded much more autonomy, independence, responsibility for patient care. And then the resident, again, everybody from the intern through the sub-chief resident or the senior resident level and what their roles are, and they're describing their sort of graduated training periods. And then the medical student, clearly is not a resident, but we felt it was important, as Dr. Delman mentioned, to distinguish the medical student from the resident, that they are two separate populations of people with different responsibilities. And medical students, while they have finished college and are enrolled in usually a four-year program, they're not performing surgery, they're not writing orders, they're not making decisions. The pamphlet goes on to describe some of the ways that residents are going to participate, may participate in the patient's care, including preoperative and postoperative care, seeing the patient at night and on weekends if they're an inpatient, if there's a problem, explicitly describing that a resident may be involved in the operation, and then listing some of the benefits to the patient by having resident trainees participate in their care. And then the last line is a site on the website that is now live that takes patients, if you go to this website, there are resources that describe specific studies, scientific studies, some of them are articles in U.S. News and World Report, but links to much more in-depth discussions of the benefit of having surgical residents participate in patients' care. This was a very iterative process to create this pamphlet. We borrowed heavily from two existing drafts, one from Emory and one from UT San Antonio, and then together with the people from the patient education work group, kind of kept tooling it, retooling it, very iterative process. And then we sent it to literacy, patient literacy, to make sure that it could be understood at the seventh or eighth grade level. And then we had to retool it again to make sure we didn't lose anything in that. Then it had to go to legal, which, as far as I could tell, just sat on it for 3 months and then came back and said, well, is it all true? Like, yes, it's true. Like, that was the end of that. And then it had to go to graphic design, and they actually came up with these soothing colors, this blues and greens and so on. So anyway, I hope you will avail yourself of this tool. Again, this is not the end-all and be-all, but a vehicle to have a initiated discussion with your patients. Our vision for this was that you could put this in the, you know, in the preoperative packet for the patient with all the other paperwork that they have. And lastly, the pamphlet thanks the patient. Even patients who are well-versed in the teaching hospital may not always understand the mission of a teaching hospital, and this explicitly thanks them for allowing residents to participate in their care. I welcome the discussion that will follow.
Terrific.